我们先把传道书七章十四节再读一次。
Let's turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 14.
传道书七章十四节。
Ecclesiastes 7 verse 14.
七章十四节。
7 verse 14.
愿意亨通的日子你当喜乐，遭患难的日子你当思想，因为神使这两样并列，为的是叫人查不出深刻有什么事。
Verse 14, in the day of prosperity be joyful, but in the day of adversity consider.
我们今天早上谈到啊，人生有时候亨通顺利，有时会遇到逆境挫折。
This morning we talked about how human beings will encounter both peace and prosperity as well as adversity and hardship.
以色列人出了埃及以后，就走旷野的道路。
The Israelites, upon leaving the land of Egypt, wandered around in the wilderness.
他们有时候遇到马拉的苦水。
And they encountered the bitter waters of Marah.
三天没有水喝了。
For 3 days, they had no water to drink.
到那里有水，但是那个水太苦了，不能喝。
Because even though there was water in the area that they were, the water was bitter and could not be drank.
所以他们就在那边抱怨。
So they started to complain.
对摩西说，你要让我们渴死啊。
They said to Moses, why have you brought us here so that we could die of thirst?
但是摩西祷告神，结果神为他们解决，那个水就变甜了。
But Moses prayed to God and God resolved their situation and allowed the bitter waters to become sweet.
他们继续往前走，来到以琳。
They continued and came to
以琳。以琳是一个很好的地方。
This was a good area named Elin.
十二谷水泉，七十棵棕树。
Over there, there was 12 wells and 70 trees.
我们人生好像这样，有时候遇到马拉的苦水。
Sometimes we will encounter the bitter waters of Marah.
有时候好像生活在以琳。
Other times we are in the oasis and dwelling by the fruitful waters and fruitful trees.
这都是我们人生必经的历程。
This is human life.
所以说，当亨通的时候，我们要喜乐。
It is that when we prosper, we should rejoice.
我们今天早上说亨通顺利，我们要认识一切都是出于神。
When things are peaceful and prosperous,then we should know that this is from God.
当我们亨通顺利的时候，不要忘记将荣耀归给神。
But when things are good, we should not forget to glorify God.
我们成功的时候，要特别向神感恩。
When we succeed, we must thank God.
亚伯拉罕去跟敌人打仗。
Abraham went out to war against his enemies.
神帮助他得胜回来。
And God gave him the victory.
所多玛王说你既然得胜了，所有的财物你可以拿走。
The king of Sodom said, "You have gained the victory; therefore, take the spoils of war."
因为这是你的功劳。
This is your reward for your labors.
亚伯拉罕说，不是我的东西，一根线、一条鞋带我都不要。
But Abraham said, "What does not belong to me, I will not take even one strand to tie a sandal."
后来，撒冷王出来迎接他。
Later, the king of Salem came to greet him.
带着饼跟酒来迎接亚伯拉罕。
And brought wine and bread to greet him.
撒冷王对亚伯拉罕说：“
Salem,
是至高的神把敌人交在你的手里。”
The king of Salem said to Abraham, "It is the God Most High who has given you the victory."
所以神是应当称颂的。
And so God is worthy of our praise.
所以提醒他说，你这一次得胜啊，不是因为你的功劳。
So he came to the realization that you have gained the victory not because of your own effort.
也不是你家里的318个壮丁很会打仗。
And not because of the 318 well-trained armed men in your household.
而是神帮助你得胜。
But rather, it is God who has given you the victory.
所以亚伯拉罕就把所有的拿出十分之一来给撒冷王。
And so Abraham took out one tenth of everything that he had as an offering.
他承认了, 这一次的得胜是神的帮助。
Because he realized that this victory was given to
him by God.
So he offered up one tenth of everything to God. Later, God appeared to Abraham. He said to Abraham, do not fear. Because I will be your bastion of
dependence.
And I will bless you abundantly. So when we succeed, we must remember to give gratitude to God. Moreover, when we succeed, we must humble ourselves.
莫迪改的养女以斯帖啊，被选作皇后。Mordecai's
niece became the queen of the land.
莫迪改在锁城门。And
Mordecai was the gatekeeper.
发现有两个人啊，密谋计划，在暗自计划要把王杀掉。
Mordecai discovered a plot, a conspiracy to kill the king. So after he discovered this conspiracy, he reported it to the officials. And so they discovered that this conspiracy was true, and they were able to prevent the king from being murdered. But after this, Mordecai resumed his humble position as the gatekeeper. He did not try to trumpet his own achievement. And so he humbly accepted his position again. But God lifted him up and elevated him. The king one night could not sleep. And so the king asked his people to bring out the annals to be read to
them.
And upon turning to the history of the land, they discovered that Mordecai had saved the king's life.
王就问说，那我们有没有给莫迪改一些赏赐啊？
And so the king asked, well, how has this man been rewarded?
那些大臣说，没有啊，什么东西都没有。
And his official said, well, no, nothing really has been done for this man.
王就想说，怎么来赏赐这个莫迪改？
And so the king asked, well, what should we do to reward this man?
刚好宰相哈曼进来。
And just at that time, when the Prime Minister Haman came,
王问他说，王所喜悦的人啊，要怎么来对待他？
The king asked Haman, well, what do you think should be done for the man whom the king is happy and rejoices?
哈曼以为说，王所喜悦的人就是他。
Haman thought, well, who could please the king more than
me?
Because he himself desired to be just like the king.
所以他说，王所喜悦的人呢，就把王的服装给他穿了。And
so Haman said, well, he should be clothed with the king's robes.
把王的马给他骑啊。He
should be led, and he should ride upon the king's horse.
派一个最尊贵的大臣啊，牵着他去游街啊。And
one of the high officials should lead the horse, and they should go through the streets proclaiming it.
一路上一直宣告说，这是王所喜悦的人，就是这样待他。
That this man is one with whom the king is pleased with.
王对哈曼说，那你就赶快照你所讲的去，坐在那个城门口那个莫迪改身上。
And so the king instructed him, and we'll go to Mordecai and treat him thus and reward him.
一样都不可以少。
And you must not lack and anything that you have suggested.
本来这个哈曼啊，因为莫迪改不拜他，他很生气啊，要把他害死。Now,
to begin with, Haman was very angry with Mordecai because Mordecai would never bow down to worship
him.
And he had created a gallows 50 feet high.
要把这个莫迪改挂在上面。
So that Mordecai could be hung upon it.
没想到神却喜欢这个莫迪改。
He could not in his wildest imagination believe that God was pleased with Mordecai.
后来这个哈曼啊, 圣经里面说啊，人挖陷坑啊，会自己掉在当中。
It turns out that Haman himself was hung upon those gallows.
他本来想要把莫迪改啊挂在木架上，没有想到后来他得罪王啊，反而自己被挂在那个木架上面。
His intent was that Mordecai would be hung on the gallows, but it turned out that these gallows were constructed by him for himself.
反而一个默默的莫迪改，神就把他高升啊。让他来代替哈曼做宰相。
And so the lowly Mordecai, was elevated and was praised by Haman as he was led down the street.
所以圣经里面说啊，神只挡骄傲的人，施恩给谦卑的人。
So the Bible tells us that God opposes the proud but gives mercy to the humble.
所以当我们成功的时候啊，要感念神的恩。
So when we are successful, we must remind ourselves to thank God.
一点都不可以骄傲，反而更加的谦卑。
We must never be proud or arrogant, but rather even humble ourselves more.
那神才会为我们升高。
Because then God will lift us up.
我们再继续来谈呐，患难的日子当思想。
Let us talk more about consider the time of adversity.
我们看以赛亚书三十章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 30.
二十节。
Isaiah 30 verse 20.
以赛亚书三十章二十节。
Isaiah 30 verse 20.
主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水，你的教师却不再隐藏。你眼必看见你的教师。二十一节。
21。
你或向左或向右，你必听见后边有声音说：“这是正路，要行在其间。”我们一般人啊，遇到患难的时候啊，常常会说：“啊，我怎么会这么倒霉啊？啊，这个不幸的事情。”怎么会临到我的身上？
When bad things happen to us, we often say, "Why has this happened? Why am I to have been encountered in such a state?"
那是我们一个信主的人呐，对患难逆境却有不一样的看法。
But we as Christians who rely on God have a different viewpoint.
有时候神让我们遇到顺利的环境。
God often blesses us with peace and prosperity.
当然我们感谢神的恩典。
Then we thank God.
但是有时候遇到患难、逆境、挫折，这个不是不幸。
But if we encounter trouble, affliction, and hardship, this is not to be surprising.
这也是神另外给我们一个蒙恩的机会。
But this is also an opportunity for God to show us His grace and mercy.
所以有的人说这个患难是变性变另外一种的另外一种的祝福。
So people often say that affliction, hardship, and toil is yet another opportunity to be blessed.
说神会把艰难困苦啊，当作饼，当作水来给我们。
Adversity and affliction will become our bread and our water.
因为这是神给我们的一种老师。
Because these become our instructors, our teachers.
他要教导我们呢，走在这个正确的道路上面。
They'll teach us how to walk on the way of God.
所以患难是教师啊。
And so adversity becomes our teacher.
让我们不注意偏差，而能够说在患难时候啊，神会出声告诉你。这是一条正确的道路，你就走在当中了。
If we rely on God, then during affliction, during adversity, God will tell us this is the way to go, and we will walk in the right way.
所以诗篇里面说，有时候我们在平安顺利的环境啊，我们走偏差了。
So in the book of Psalms, it says that often during peace and prosperity, we will walk off the path and go astray.
神为着爱我们，所以有时候就让你遇到患难。说这一条路不可以走，让你修正你的路线。
But because God loves us, then He'll let us encounter hardship, so that we can correct the errors of our way.
他让我们归回走在这个正道上面能够蒙福。
So that we can walk and return back to the way that God has arranged for us, and then we can be blessed.
所以患难对我们是有益的。
So adversity has benefits for us.
但是患难当中我们要去思想。
During the time of adversity, therefore, we must think about the adversity.
为什么神让我们遇到患难?
Why is it that God has let me encounter this hardship?
神要教导我们什么样的道理?
What is it that God wants me to learn from this trouble?
如果我们能够了解了，我们就没有白白受苦。
Then if we can gain something, if we can learn from our adversity,
我能够在患难当中啊, 让我们带来更大的益处。
Then we will not have suffered in vain, but rather have gained much from the trouble and hardship.
以色列人攻打了耶利哥城以后,
After the Israelites conquered the city of Jericho,
因为耶利哥啊, 他们没有动员兵丁去打仗, 只是在那边造成, 啊, 城就倒了, 他们就站起来了。
The Israelites did not have to lift a hand to fight, rather they just had to march around the city many times.
啊, 接下来是要攻打第二个城, 叫做埃城。
The next city that they were to go fight against was called Ai.
啊, 所以他们就说, 啊, 这个城比较小啊, 不必全部的人都去。
The city Ai was much smaller than Jericho, so they said, we do not need to send our whole army.
几千人去就可以了。
We can send a small force of several thousand.
但是没有想到啊, 去攻打的时候啊, 他们却失败了。
Much to their dismay, when they went to fight against the city Ai, they failed.
好多人啊, 就被杀了。
And quite a few people died as a result.
所以耶稣也就很难过啊, 坐在地上哭泣。
And so Joshua and the people fell on the ground and wept and mourned.
把灰土撒在身上, 在那边悲哀啊, 说神啊, 你怎么没有帮助我们呢?
And they threw ashes upon themselves and cried to the Lord, Why have you forsaken us and not helped us?
我们将来在这个敌人面前啊, 我们怎么能够站得住呢?
How can we stand fast before our enemies?
哦,他就很伤心啊。
And so Joshua was overcome with
grief. 神就指示他说, 因为以色列人犯罪了。
So God revealed to him that this was because the Israelites had committed sin.
所以他们在敌人的面前啊, 他们必然站立不住的。
And that is why the Israelites could not stand fast in the face of their enemies.
神就指示他说啊, 你要用抽签的方法, 把那个犯罪的人, 把他找出来。
God instructed Joshua to cast lots to determine who was the sinner.
啊, 然后把罪恶除掉啊, 再去征战就能够得胜了。
Then they must eliminate the sin and then go and fight again and they would gain the victory.
本来神叫他们说啊, 这个耶利哥城的财物都不可以拿。
God had instructed the Israelites not to take a single item from the spoils of war when they conquered Jericho.
但是有人啊, 没有听神的话。
But one man decided to disobey God.
看到了金灵, 看到了很漂亮的衣物啊, 就拿来藏在自己的帐篷。
He saw the gold and silver, he saw the nice clothing, and he took some for himself and hid it.
结果连累众人啊, 后来他们去打仗啊, 神不跟他们同在就失败了。
As a result of this one man's sin, all the people failed when they went to war against Ai.
后来把这个原因找到了, 把罪恶除掉了。
But then they discovered who it was who was the sinner and they got rid of the sin among the king. When they went out to fight the second time against the city Ai, they gained the victory.
以利做士师的时代,
when Eli was the high priest,
他们也曾经跟非利士人打仗,
the Israelites went to war against the Philistines.
他一开始失败的时候,
they failed.
他们没有真正找到那个问题的原因。
They could not discover the true reason why they lost.
他们以为说啊, 我们没有把耶柜抬出来了, 所以我们打败仗了。
They thought the reason is because they did not carry the Ark of the Covenant into battle with them.
所以他们就到圣殿会幕啊, 把耶柜抬出来。
So they went to the temple, they took the Ark of Covenant and brought it out.
啊, 祭司也跟着出来,
and the priests came out with them.
但是没想到这一次的征战啊, 败得更惨。
They did not foresee that the second time they went out to battle, they failed even more miserably.
啊, 死伤更多,
they lost even more lives.
祭司也死掉了,
even the priests were killed.
连耶柜都被敌人抢走了,
the Ark of Covenant was captured by their enemies.
原来因为啊, 祭司跟百姓都得罪神。
This is because the priests and the people had sinned against God.
And
so God did not want to be with them. So they failed to discover the true error of their ways. On the surface, they brought the Ark of the Covenant with them and they thought that this would give them the victory. But if human beings sin against God, then you can carry the Ark of the Covenant with you anywhere and you will still fail. Because God wants human beings to listen to Him. So in the midst of adversity, we must all consider our ways. There may be many reasons we encounter adversity. Perhaps it is discipline from God when we have sinned.
神主要是提醒我们啊, 啊, 让我们能够从错误当中归回。
And then the adversity and trouble and hardship is to correct the error of our ways so that we can turn back to God.
有一个老弟兄在见证,
an older brother testified.
他刚刚来慕道的时候,
said, when I first came to the church,
那个时候还没有洗礼,
I had not yet been baptized.
他也听到道理说我们信徒不可以吃拜偶像的东西。
And I learned from the pulpit that we should not eat food worship to idols.
但是有一次啊, 到亲戚的家, 看到一锅啊, 那个卤的肉啊, 哇, 很好吃。
But he went to one of his relatives' house and he saw a boiling pot of meat.
亲戚也跟他讲说, 这个是拜过的啊。
His relative said to him, well, this has been offered to idols.
他说,我还没有洗礼,
and this true seeker, he said, well, I haven't been baptized yet. It's okay. So he ate as much as he wanted.
照镜子,我先说,嘴怎么歪到一边啊?
After he finished the food, he looked in the mirror and his mouth was
crooked. 他就很紧张啊,就祷告啊,神啊,你赦免我啊。
And he was terrified, so he knelt down and prayed and asked God to forgive him.
这是神的爱。
This was the love of God to remind him
哦,我们敬畏神的,
that those who want to worship and draw near to God must not eat food worshiped idols.
虽然你还没有受洗,
even though you have not been baptized yet, you have heard the truth.
神爱你啊,
God
所以就这样,
loves you.
And
because God loves you, He gives you this personal experience.
这是神的爱的管教。
This is the love and discipline of God. Sometimes,
punish.
Sometimes it's the punishment of God. Just like the king of Egypt, the Pharaoh.
神叫摩西说,你去见法老王,
God sent Moses to talk to Pharaoh and ask him to allow the Israelites to leave. The heart of Pharaoh was very hard.
你们的神是谁啊? 我为什么要听他?
Said, who is your God and why should I listen to him?
我不认识你们的神, 我也不让你们出去。
I do not know your God and I will not let you and your people leave.
啊, 摩西好像遇到挫折啊, 就回来告诉神。
So Moses went back and prayed to God.
神啊, 你叫我去啊, 法老都不听我的。
He said to God, you sent me to talk to Pharaoh, but Pharaoh would not listen.
还给以色列民啊, 更重的, 更苦的担子。
In fact, Pharaoh, as a result of our conversation, decided to burden the Israelite people even more.
神安慰他说,
but God comforted Moses.
我会大大惩罚埃及法老王。
He said, I will punish the king of Pharaoh,
啊, 那个时候啊,
king of Egypt. And then the king of Egypt will know who I am.
啊, 所以神就在埃及啊, 行了十样灾殃。
And so in the land of Egypt, God performed 10 miracles that
啊,
一开始只是让他们生活上不方便。 At first, the plagues were just to make life
啊,
miserable.
青蛙, 跑到家里, 跑到任何地方。
Frogs came out and overcame the
很,
land.
很多的水都变成血了。
Water became blood.
啊,这个让他们生活不方便,
so that their lives would be miserable.
啊,法老就跟摩西说, 你替我们祷告啊,
And so Pharaoh asked Moses to pray for the Egyptians.
摩西祷告, 这个灾难就消除了。
And once Moses prayed for the Egyptians, these plagues vanished.
法老以为说, 灾难消除了, 他就又硬起心了, 我就不让你们走。
Once the plagues went away, Pharaoh again changed his mind and hardened his heart and said, I will again not let you go.
所以呢, 越硬心了, 神的惩罚越来越重。
So as Pharaoh hardened his heart ever more, God's punishment and plagues became ever more severe. Next, animals were slaughtered and killed by God, and then next, human beings were punished and killed by God. Finally, Pharaoh relented and said, go away, get away from here. Because if you do not leave and depart, then perhaps all Egyptian lives are at peril. Human beings cannot oppose God.
所以你抵挡神啊, 好像用脚踢刺,
if you try to oppose God, it is like taking your foot and kicking hard metal.
啊, 像这个法老王啊, 像佐多玛, 就是因为罪恶很重, 所以神就惩罚他们。
Just like Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and the Sodom, the city, they were punished because of their sin.
啊, 我们敬畏神的人啊, 有时候我们也有不完全的地方。
We Christians, even though we follow God, we are imperfect.
啊, 所以神为着帮助我们啊, 啊, 所以可以试验我们。
And so God wants to train us and to help us in our way.
试验的目的啊, 啊, 就是要帮助我们完全。
He gives us trials so that we can become more perfect.
啊,那耶伯说啊, 我经过试炼以后, 我就会像晶晶一样的完美。
And Job wrote that through his travails, he became refined like gold.
我们知道那个工厂啊, 出品很多的东西。
Now we know that a factory produces many things.
啊, 有的那个很完美的成品啊, 当然就可以上市。
Some things are beautiful and perfect, and then they can be produced.
啊, 有的虽然那个品质稍微差一点啊, 啊, 这个老板觉得说这个还可以用, 有时候修修补补啊, 还可以卖。
Some products may have small defects, and they can be repaired and sold.
啊, 但是如果说啊, 那个已经不好了, 不合格品了, 就把它丢掉, 弄破, 重来啊。
But then there are other products that are irreparable and cannot be salvaged, and so those are thrown out.
所以当神还要我们的时候, 神就会给我们修修补补啊。
So while God still loves us and cares for us, He will try to fix us and repair us.
更完全, 这表示神还爱我们。
So that we can become more perfect and complete, that means that God loves us.
所以试验是帮助我们成长。
So trials and affliction can help us grow.
啊, 那有时候啊, 神要在一个人身上要荣耀神。
Other times, God wishes through adversity that His name can be glorified.
有一个生来就瞎眼的人。
There was a man who was born blind from birth.
法利赛人把他带到耶稣面前。
And the Pharisees brought this man before Jesus.
说到底这个人犯罪还是他的家人犯罪。
They asked Jesus, did this man sin or did his predecessor sin?
啊, 不然的话, 他怎么生来就瞎眼啊?
Otherwise, why would it be that he was born blind from birth?
耶稣说, 不是, 是要在这个人身上来显出神的荣耀来。
Jesus said, neither of the above, but this man was born blind so that he could be glorified in God.
后来主耶稣医好这个瞎子的眼睛,
Jesus proceeded to heal this man of his blindness.
哇, 他就荣耀神。
And he sprung up and glorified God.
啊, 很多人看到了, 都归荣耀给神。
Many people saw that the blind man received his sight
啊,
and began
不只是啊,
to glorify God as well.
肉眼看见, 还能够称颂耶稣就是弥赛亚救赎主。
Not only did he receive physical healing of his eyesight, but he recognized and saw that Jesus was the Messiah.
所以让神的名得荣耀。
In this fashion, he glorified the name of God.
神有说让我们遇到患难, 是要在我们身上
So it is that God allows us to encounter adversity so that we can glorify God in our presence.
啊, 所以我们要了解啊, 为什么神让我们遇到患难?
So we have to understand why we are encountering hardship.
啊, 目的在哪里?
What is the purpose of the adversity?
我们了解了以后啊, 啊, 我们就能够啊, 从这个苦难当中啊, 啊, 能够神给我们开出一条出路来。
Once we understand why we are encountering trouble, then we can understand how to get out of the trouble and how God will lead us out of the trouble.
要了解神的旨意, 才不会白白受苦。
only if we understand the purpose of the hardship, then we are not suffering.
遇到患难的时候，还是一样要感谢神。
But during the time of adversity, we must continue to thank God.
因为神不要我们去埋怨。
God does not like people who complain.
以色列人啊，遇到困难就是不断的抱怨。
The Israelites constantly grumbled and complained whenever they encountered trouble.
后来神不喜悦他们。
And God was displeased.
按完哦，摩西啊，在困难的时候，他就晓得祷告神。
On the other hand, Moses, whenever he encountered hardship, he knelt down and prayed.
这里面说啊，约伯受到极大的试炼。
Job encountered great trouble.
他的财产，牛羊牲畜，一夜之间啊，没有了。
In one day, all his material wealth and possessions
vanished. 他的儿女一下子就死掉了。
In one day, all his children died.
他从脚到头啊，全身长疮。
He was covered with boils and sores from head to toe.
他的妻子对他说：“你拜神拜到这样的地步，你还在拜神啊？”
His wife questioned him, saying, "You worship God, and look at what has happened to you.
你干脆弃掉神，死掉算了。”
Why don't you curse God and die?
但是耶伯说：“你怎么好像一个愚昧的妇人呢？”
But Job asked him, "Why are you like a foolish woman?"
我们从神那里领受恩典，有时候神把我们所得到的拿回去，神不是应当称颂吗？
Does not God give and He taketh away? All glory still should be to God.
因为赏赐在神呐，啊，收取也在神。
Because God giveth, God taketh away. Everything is still in God's hands.
在那个患难当中啊，还是感谢啊，祷告神呐，照常。
And so Job continued to praise and thank God in the midst of his adversity.
啊，真的这样的感谢颂赞，真的很美啊，很有价值。
And so his praise and thanksgiving sets an example for us today.
所以神就让他从苦境当中转回。
And so God delivered him out of his trouble.
还赐给他加倍的福分。
And blessed him in multiples of his original wealth and blessing.
所以患难当中啊，不要抱怨。
So when we encounter trouble, let us not complain.
还能够感谢啊，这样的感谢声音真的很美。
Rather, let us thank God for the adversity because this type of thanksgiving is truly beautiful.
所以耶伯记里面说啊，神能够让人在那个夜间唱歌。
So God tells, in Job, it says that human beings can even in the middle of the night.
在很艰难的环境当中，还能够看出神的旨意。
That in the midst of their hardship, they can still see the majesty of God and praise Him.
啊，当然这样的人可以大大的蒙神祝福。
This type of person will please God abundantly and will be blessed.
患难当中啊，我们不可以离弃神，我们更应当倚靠神。
In the midst of our adversity, let us never run away from God.
西家王啊，曾经遇到必死的病。
Hezekiah was faced mortal disease.
亚述国啊，又把他包围起来。
Assyria also was surrounding him and trying to overcome him.
啊，所以对他来讲啊，他自己啊已经必死的病了，还国家遇到这样的大灾难。
He was already sick with a fatal disease, and then his country faced an enemy from outside.
他就立定坚定依靠神。
So he decided and resolved to rely on God.
啊，所以神就救他脱离亚述王的军队。
And so God delivered Hezekiah from the Assyrian king.
神又让他增加15年的寿命。
And gave him an additional 15 years of life.
啊，让他世境得到平安。
So that he received peace within and without.
在患难当中啊，神为他开出一条出路来。
Because in the midst of his trouble, God showed him a way out.
所以患难当中啊，不要离开神，反而更应当依靠神。
So when we encounter adversity today, let us not run away from God, but rather turn toward Him.
我们来看历代志下28章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 28.
历代志下28章。
2 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 22.
历代志下28章22节。
2 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 22.
说这个亚哈斯王在极难的时候，耶和华得罪神啊。 这里讲到犹大王叫做亚哈斯。
There was a king of Judah named King Ahaz.
因为他做王的时候拜偶像。
He worshipped idols during his kingship.
所以神就兴起叙利亚，兴起以色列国。来攻击他。
And so God allowed the northern kingdom of Israel and the kingdom of Syria to come and attack him.
那他极难的时候就去求告亚述。
Now during his time of hardship, he went and sought after Assyria.
亚述王不但没有帮助他，还欺负他。
The king of Assyria not only did not help him, but rather afflicted him some more.
因为人往往没有办法让我们得到真正的帮助，反而受羞辱。
True assistance, true help never comes from other human beings.
后来他就被掳到那个叙利亚去了。
So he went to Syria.
结果他在叙利亚城上看到有一个拜偶像的祭坛。
And when he went to Syria, he saw that there was gods there that he could worship.
他就把那个祭坛的样式就把它画起来了。
And so he copied those gods of the kings of Syria.
叫人带回来说把圣殿里面那个祭坛把它搬走另外造一个偶像的祭坛放在那里。
And so in the temple, he got rid of the articles of God, but rather put up those idols.
本来他以为说因为叙利亚人得胜他是因为他们的神厉害。
He thought that the Syrians were winning because the Syrian gods were better than his own gods.
事实上是王得罪了神。
But in reality, it was he who was sinning against the true God.
所以神这个外邦王来管教他。
And so God used foreign kings and foreign nations to discipline him.
反而在极难当中越发得罪神。
But in verse 22, it says that King Ahaz became increasingly unfaithful to God.
所以最后神就惩罚他，他就灭亡了。
And so finally, God destroyed him.
最后他也没有办法列入那个历代犹大王的坟墓里面。
And he was not even buried with the other kings of Judah.
因为他真的是一个愚昧的王啊。
Because he was truly an unfaithful king.
在神的管教当中不晓得回头。
When God was disciplining him and trying to make him turn back to God, he refused.
当中越做越得罪神。
And the more he was disciplined, the more he kept running away from God.
最后的结果就全然毁灭。
Finally, he was destroyed.
所以我们在亨通的事情，当然我们要喜乐。
So during peace, prosperity, we must be joyful.
患难的时候，我们就要思想。
But during adversity, we have to take things into consideration.
明白神的旨意，走在正路上面。
So that we can understand what the true will of God is, so that we can walk upon the path He has arranged for us.
求神帮助，神会为我们开出一条出路来。
We should always ask God to deliver us from the adversity and open a way out for us.
我们来唱诗442首。
Let's sing hymn number 442.
442.
God, that He guides every facet of the church work so that it can grow and prosper. We thank God that we have so many fervent brothers and sisters who are concerned about the work of God. I would like to report on some issues in the Eastern churches.
我们知道这个皇后教会发展很快将近400个信徒。
We know that the church in Queens has grown tremendously and is now close to 400 members.
所以他们原来的会堂都坐不下。
So that they cannot possibly fit in their original church chapel.
所以他们从一段时间已经安息日另外分两个地方在聚会。
So for quite some time already, they've split up on various Saturdays to have service in two other different locations at the same time.
巴拉圣平均大概是80个人。
They split up into Flushing Church, which has about 80 members.
布鲁克林大概安息日也有60个人在聚会。
Brooklyn Sabbath Service also has about 60 members.
所以他们有计划准备分两个先做祈祷所以后再成立教会。
And so they have the concept that they'll split into Flushing and Brooklyn Houses of Prayers.
我们知道说这个弗拉辛也是比较中心的地方。
We know that Flushing is a centrally located place.
所以他们一直在那边啊, 希望找一个礼拜堂。
And so they truly desire to purchase a chapel in that area.
啊, 主跟他们信徒会也授权他们在200万以内去找。
And the general congregation has authorized the church building team to purchase and look for properties up to $2 million.
这边找到一个地方,
Recently, they found a potential property.
对方开价195万,
and they offered $1.95 million.
我们跟他出价175万, 对方接受了。
Rather, it was on sale for $1.95 million, and the church offered $1.75 million, and the offer was accepted. So this afternoon, they have or will be holding a general congregation meeting. And if they pass it through the general congregation, then they will go ahead and purchase this property.
因为上一次他们整修花了将近50万，花了46万多。
Last time when they were renovating the Ozone Park Church, they spent $460,000.
现在他们的经费大概剩下60万。
They probably have about $600,000 left over.
所以要买170万还是要相当努力。
So they still have to put much effort to reach their $1.75 million fund goal.
但是真的有需要。
But they do have need of having another church property. So we ask God to prepare them a road and the funds.
我们也大家关心帮助祷告。
Please remember them in our prayers.
让他们各堂的事情能够顺利完成。
So that all their work and endeavors for God can come to good fruition.
另外这个费城教会,
Philadelphia Church,
他们现有的会堂,
they have a chapel.
因为被附近的中学征收了。
But the chapel was taken over by the local government junior high school.
对方给我们150万买。
And the government gave them $1.5 million.
另外给我们用10年,
and allowed them a 10-year lease.
但时间很快已经过了一半,
but time flies, and half of that 10-year period has already passed.
他们最近在中国城的附近,
recently, they found a property in Philadelphia, Chinatown.
中国城是10街, 他们是在13街找到一个地方。
The center of Philadelphia Chinatown is 10th Street, and they found their property on 13th Street. I had the opportunity to visit this property, and I thought it was quite suitable. It's a center of public transportation. The one shortage is they are lacking some parking spaces. But bus, train, it's very convenient.
对方开价130万,
the building was on sale for
$1.3 million,
and the church has offered
$950,000.
The counter offer from the seller was $1
million.
So the numbers are very close.
也是相当理想的一个价钱。
And it is a very reasonable price.
所以我今天早上啊, 就鼓励他们说, 这是很合理可以接受的一个价钱。
So I talked to them this morning and I said you should consider the counter offer because it is quite reasonable. And perhaps really move quickly to accomplish the deal.
当然他们下午要开建筑委员会。
They are having their own meeting this afternoon.
要谈谈怎么来建行。
And they want to discuss how to further proceed.
那个场地哦, 一楼跟二楼, 加起来有9800尺。
The combined square footage for the first and second floors of this property is 9,800 square feet.
我们这边呢,
for comparison, the whole Hillsborough Church is
11,000
square
feet.
So their first and second floors comprised 9,800 square feet.
但是地下室空间有4500尺。
There's a basement which is currently unfinished that's 4,500 square feet.
所以加起来就14000尺。
So combined, it's approximately 14,000 square feet.
他们经费没有问题啊。
They have the money.
因为他们有170万，现在有170万。
Because they have $1.7 million at hand.
如果100万买来以后还剩下70万。
So even if they purchase the property for $1 million even, they still have
$700,000.
And they can renovate first, second, and third floors.
那个 parking lot 把它买下来。
And they may even have enough money to buy the parking lot right next door to this property.
至少有20几个停车位。
That has over 20 parking spots.
刚好是隔壁啊, 就是墙边啊。
It's right next to their wall of the property.
如果能够买下来就很好的一个地方。
So this would be a great purchase if they can get both.
所以这些啊, 那我们知道, 我们大家可以关心, 啊, 帮助祷告。
I tell you these things so that you can know about them and keep them in your prayers.
啊, 求主能够继续带领,
and ask God to keep guiding us.
如果这两个地方啊, 能够完成的话,
if these two purchases go through smoothly,
啊, 将来对我们东区教会的圣工啊, 会有很大的帮助。
There'll be great benefit to the East Region work.
啊, 不会说所有的活动啊, 所有的训练, 啊, 都集中在我们这里。
So that not every single major event or seminar is assigned to Hillsborough Church.
有几个地方啊, 可以一起来分摊。
Because then many different churches could share in the burden.
那我们喜乐坡教会,
as far as our local Hillsborough
Church, 当然神给我们一个相当好的地方,
God has given us a great property.
啊, 但是问题是我们现在人力不足。
But the fear is that we lack in people.
啊, 所以有时候工作多了, 我们就觉得压力比较重一点。
So it is that when the work becomes difficult, we feel somewhat challenged and perhaps overburdened.
所以我们主要的目标啊, 求神啊, 加添给我们。
So our main goal is that God sent us more workers.
所以我们积极做传福音的工作, 带领更多人, 来到
and that we redouble our efforts to spread the gospel to bring more people to him right here in Hillsborough.
啊, 当然如果我们知道有些弟兄姊妹要搬家, 就鼓励他们搬到这里来。
If we know that people are thinking about relocating, let's encourage them to relocate to right here.
好, 我们为这些圣工来祷告, 求神祝福我们大家。
Let us all keep these works of the church in our prayers so that God can bless us all.
啊, 求神祝福我们全体的教会的圣工。
So that God can bless the whole body, which is his church.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.